This was a black day for the British police. In an unprecedented admission, they acknowledged brutally beating a Muslim man and insulting his religion. Baba Ahmed was repeatedly punched as police arrested him in December 2003. He was sworn at in the most disgusting way, and at one point his assailant asked him, "Where's your God now?" At the High Court in London, the police, who've consistently denied all charges, agreed to pay Ahmed £60,000 as well as his court costs. But they refused to apologise for the brutal beating he received.
The conduct of the Commission in relation to disclosure more generally has been appalling, and it's for these reasons that today he's had to admit the allegations that Mr. Ahmed was beaten repeatedly, that he was put in headlocks, that he was taken to the point of unconsciousness, that he was left with serious injuries, he was pulled around by handcuffs. These are appalling allegations to occur within the Metropolitan Police.
Baba Ahmed has been held without charge or trial in a British high security prison for the past 5 years. And despite winning his court case, he's still awaiting extradition to the US, where he's accused of raising money to support terrorism in Chechnya and Afghanistan. After the verdict, his wife told me that Ahmed is a victim of the so-called war on terror.
The intelligence that the police relied upon in terms of actually coming in to our premises in the Dawn raid was false. There was no justification for it. So hopefully this will now help with the extradition case to show that the allegations that the Americans are using, they are still allegations. We've had nothing produced in court in terms of evidence.
So far, no police officers have been convicted or disciplined for the assault on Ahmed. But today, his long-suffering family felt vindicated.
The police even admit they did indeed place Baba in the Muslim prayer position and taunted him, "Where is your God now?" These words alone were a direct attack, not only on Baba, but on every single Muslim in the world.
Let this case be a lesson to other victims of abuse in the war on terror. The path to justice is long and difficult, but as long as you remain steadfast upon it, you will get there in the end.
For Baba Ahmed, this has been the best day in 6 years, with his claims against the police fully vindicated. For the police, this has been a day of shame, with its officers found to have committed a brutal assault. But Baba Ahmed remains behind bars, and now his supporters will concentrate on preventing his extradition to the United States. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.